Welcome to Straight Talk with your host, Patty Foster.
With me is Paula Mosier Wallace of Bloom in the Dark. So, welcome, dear Paula, to the Straight Talk with Patty program.
Thank you, Patty. I'm so thrilled to be here with you.
Great response. All right, so as we talk here at the 2018 American Association of Christian Counselors, I'd like to pass along some moments with you that you can speak with us about Bloom in the Dark. What's the purpose and how do you guys find this purpose?
So the purpose of Bloom in the Dark is to let victims know that they're not alone and there's hope. So anything that would give you shame in your story, to know that you're not the only one and that there's hope for you to find healing and change that story of your life. So our tagline is using the fertilizer of your past to bloom today. Because a lot of us have a lot of fertilizer and a lot of us have a lot of darkness and heaviness and brokenness. And we many times think we can't bloom, we can't flourish, we can't grow because there's so much damage. And the fact is that we don't bloom and grow because the circumstances are perfect. We bloom and grow because of the resurrection life of Christ. And so when you start realizing that you can bloom from the inside out, you can grow and heal from the inside out. When you realize in Revelations it says that they overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, the problem is in shame-based subjects, there aren't that many testimonies. Because the shame keeps us from telling our testimony. So I grew up from a 2-year-old who got given away and fostered by abusive women, got raped when I was 5, had horrible damage throughout my life. And because of that, I thought that because my circumstances were so bad, that I could never be the one that flourished or bloomed or growed. So when I got a chance to actually find that healing, then my mission in life, my purpose in life became to let other broken little girls know that they're not alone and that there's hope, and actually created a curriculum that comes from a spirit, soul, and body perspective that brings healing on every level, just like the damages. And so my purpose in life is very, very clear. It comes out of my own brokenness, my own need for healing and redemption, and then passing that along through stories, through tools, and through connections that help people find their own healing and redemption.
So tell me, as you find your purpose, you discover it, you search, you taste, experience, perspective. How does that affect your perspective from that point forward?
Well, suddenly it's no longer random that all these things happen and there's all this brokenness and it's just the horrible side of it. I suddenly have perspective from an eternal value. Every bit of damage in my life can actually bring hope and healing for other people. Not just healing in my life, but it can bring healing to other people when they realize they're not alone and there's hope. They're willing to look for that healing, to do the work to get that healing, to actually change their lives. And so my perspective in that, on my whole past, has changed to something I wouldn't trade. I want to have been through and healed from, because I'm not able to reach millions of people around the world. Television show that goes on 14 networks into 204 countries and 3 languages that shares this kind of hope and healing and shame-based brokenness, addiction, the things that make us feel so much less than, like God could never use us. And God says, no, he came to call the lost and the broken. And he wants to bring healing and hope and then use us to offer the same to others.
Big time, Genesis 50, verse 20. What the evil one intended for harm, God meant for good, for the saving of many lives that is being done now. Hallelujah. All right, talk to us, recipe of life. If you could describe your life in a recipe, what would that title be?
I think it would be sweet and savory. Because there's been a lot of the saltiness and the part of it that isn't so sweet that comes into it. But when you add seasonings and you add spiciness and you add whatever, that adds a lot of excitement and flavor, right? And when you add sweetness to that, which the redemption and hope and healing that we've been through adds that sweetness and that beauty to it, when you combine those two, there's a richness to what you can offer other people, because it's not all just sunshine and roses. It's also the nighttime darkness and the flowers that bloom only in those places of darkness and heaviness. And when we bring all of that, the depth of understanding God's love, the miraculous components that come with that level of hope and healing, Jesus asks, who loves me more? The one that's only forgiven a little, or the one who's forgiven a lot? And the fact is, the more that we have been forgiven, the more we love, and the more God's done in our lives to bring hope and healing, the more absolutely desperate we are for him and to take that healing to other people.
By the way, what are some of the flowers that do bloom in the dark? Nocturnal plants.
I am not good with remembering their names, but you can actually look it up for flowers that bloom in the dark. And there are several, five different species of flowers that don't bloom in the daytime ever. One of them only blooms one night a year at night in the dark. And I have a picture of a beautiful white flower, and it only opens up that one night a year in stunning, gorgeous flower. But when it comes down to it, because it's so rare, it has so much more value to the person who has it and nurtures it all year long to get that bloom that comes in the night. And I think the beauty that we bring when we are what I call broken vessels of honor, we're not just the pretty, unflawed, unbroken version. We're the ones that already got shattered and broken and damaged. When God brings healing into that and then we let him use us, that has a level of beauty and value that is so beyond.
Huge. All right, so let's talk about that blooming and choosing to bloom through it, to grow through it. If someone is at that point, they're ready to take that step, to choose to take that step, how do they get in contact with you to find out more?
So first of all, you can go to bloominthedark.org. That's our website. And we also have the television show website, which is bloomtodaytv.com. Because we think blooming is really, really important and beautiful. And our new Recovery Strategies for Life curriculum can be found on bloominthedark.org, but it can also be found at rs4l.com. And that is a place where you can go directly to the curriculum that over a year teaches you how to work through that brokenness so that you can find that hope and healing and bloom even in the dark. But Recovery Strategies for Life is the process, and it helps you heal spirit, soul, and body.
Any closing thoughts or songs you'd like to bust out in? Or
yeah, so I'm not a singer, but I do talk. And it's absolutely awesome to be able to share when it comes to that core broken little girl part that we hide many times is executives. We hide it in our habits and addictions. We hide it so many different ways. And what God's done in my life is give me the opportunity to share that brokenness from a core, deep, broken little girl place and to share it with others so that that resurrection life of Christ can come through from the inside out and bring healing, spirit, soul, and body.
What has surprised you the most in that healing?
There are so many pieces of my journey where I didn't understand what level of healing was even possible because I'd never lost it. Like, I didn't have it to start with. The damage in my life started at 2. I didn't know any better. And so when something happens and my instinctive response ends up being a response that's a normal person response, and I have a counselor say, that's not what a victim would do. That's what somebody who's never been victimized would do. And I'm like, what? Huh? You mean I just was healed enough that I'm not responding like somebody who's been that broken and scarred? I'm responding like a healthy person who wasn't broken? What? Wow. And that's miraculous healing. It's working all of the pieces. It's going through all the interventions. But beyond that, it's the miraculous power of Christ that comes in. So the cover of my book has the tomb with flowers growing in the darkness inside of the tomb. Because Jesus didn't get raised from the dead in the sunshine in the beautiful garden. He was sealed in a black, dark, wet, damp tomb. And that resurrection life busted that tomb open. And so I have gotten to experience brand new things repeatedly because I didn't know what it was like, what healthy people, how they felt, how they responded to things. But as I continue healing, I'm getting to learn, like, oh, wow, that's how that feels when you're not in a PTSD trauma response to it. And it is so amazing. I think I get a front row seat to the miraculous in the ministry that I do. I get a chance to see things in the world around me from brand new, fresh eyes, because I'm seeing them in ways I've never seen them before in my life. And it makes the world so much more beautiful.
Thank you, dear Paula Mosher Wallace, a bloom in the dark, being on Straight Talk with Patty today.
Thank you, Patty. Really love being here with you.
Thanks for listening to Straight Talk with your host, Patty Foster. Patty is a motivational speaker, writer, musician, and has an amazing testimony of God's faithfulness. For more information, log on to www.pattyfoster.com.